Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Kristen asked me an interesting question I didn't have a chance to address in its entirety about half an hour ago about the beautiful Christmas tree my son and I decorated just the other day with beautiful Christmas lights from Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Lowe's is a bad name around here, but it's the one right down the street. If there was a Home Depot, I'd go there. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I am friends with your girlfriend, and we follow each other on social media, and I saw her post a text exchange between the two of you on her Insta story and asking if this is really what you and Hollis considered quality work on putting the lights on the Christmas tree. And as I was looking at the photo of said Christmas tree with said lights on it, it literally looks like you guys just stepped back, just threw the lights at it and walked away.
How dare you?
Y'all did such a bad job.
Like it was one of the, one of the Pollock paintings was a Christmas tree. That's yes. What we did with the lights. Uh-huh. How dare you?
There was like this weird snake up the back. There's holes. They weren't like properly like intertwined with the branches. Like yeah. it was subpar lighting.
Yeah, sir. Where I come from, we call that half-assing it.
Yes.
Oh, how
in
dare
my
you.
Neck of the woods,
more like a quarter ass.
This hurts my soul. No, it doesn't. Okay, so it's a little bit layered here.
Is it?
All right, the first part.
Those lights sure weren't.
The first part of this, I am going to, even though we are co-parenting in a wonderful way, putting this squarely on my ex-wife. Squarely on my ex-wife. Because all those years that we were together, for 20 years, she took Christmas and takes Christmas so seriously. I think Cassie posted the old school video on theburtshow.com of Stacy's obsession with Santas. Obsession. We went through the house back in 2006. Is that when it was? Yeah. Something like that. 2006, and made a video of all the Santas that she had in the house, and we counted them all, and it's up online right now. It's kind of lengthy, but it ended up being 155 Santas in the house.
It's like hidden Mickeys at Disney, except they're not hidden. They're just everywhere.
There's so many Santas.
So obsessive. But she handles everything like that, man. She throws herself into it. So it got to a point where when we were supposed to be decorating the Christmas tree and the house together, Stacy liked things in a very particular way. So while I was, it might have taken me one, maybe two seasons of me going and putting lights on or putting an ornament here and an ornament there on the Christmas tree, and Stacy right behind me and the kids, while we would go ahead and we would put these on the Christmas tree and immediately remove it and put it in an area that was symmetrical and worked better for her than it did for the rest of the family.
I too am a control freak when it comes to the Christmas decorations.
So I will say this, that I think me and the kids backed away from Mom while she was decorating for Christmas. So no, we didn't have a lot of experience putting up the Christmas lights or the Christmas trees together, right?
But how long have you been divorced?
A couple of years now, about, what, is it 8, 9?
You're closing in on a decade, sir.
Yeah, but
so you've had 10 years to learn how to put Christmas tree lights on.
But when I was by myself and okay. I was single, I didn't really put up Christmas trees and lights.
So when you and Hollis put the lights on that tree and you step back, I am genuinely curious. Did you guys really think you did a good job?
Well, there's a second part of it.
There's a second part called weaponized incompetence.
Ooh.
So,
which we're getting to with the Kelsey's here in a second.
I do remember sort of this back and forth, I don't even know what to call it, dance that Stacy used to do with the lights around the tree and then working its way down as though it was a skier on a black diamond, yeah, right?
You weave it in and out, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's I saw it from a distance. So when Hollis said to me, how do we do this? I said, we'll just do it the way your mom did it. So we started, I think we actually started at the bottom and ended up at the top. Instead of starting at the top and going to the bottom, which I don't even know that matters. But we did realize that...
It does, because you want the cord at the bottom to plug it in.
Yeah, man.
You don't want the cord coming all the way down.
It was in the middle of the tree, and Amanda wasn't happy with that yesterday. So she comes on over to the house, and I thought that I bought 200 lights, and it's not a big tree, and I thought that was plenty, right? So when we were done with it, and I looked back at it, and it wasn't great, but it was doable.
You thought it was passable?
I thought it was passable. She came over.
Passable. Your tree looks like when the elf on the shelf decides to mess up Christmas and get into trouble with the tree.
It was passable in the way that you just walk past it because you don't want to look at the tree. That's how bad it looks.
No, I will be 100% with you guys and say that there was a football game coming on and we realized that we needed to do the tree just a couple of minutes before the game came on, so maybe we were rushing a little bit just to leave right there in front of the TV for kickoff.
How terrible that you can't watch a TV and decorate a tree at the same time.
Not possible.
It must be so difficult.
And, you know, if they would only create a device where you could pause a game and put the lights on and then go back to the live version of the game, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly technology's not there yet.
Or it would be crazy if during the live versions of these games, they would have like 4 to 5 minutes where there's nothing happening except for commercials. And then, like, you know, you could actually take a break and do something else other than watch the TV during those 4 minutes.
Who would want to rush putting up the sanctity of Christmas lights in 4 minutes?
You're not rushing. You're doing it in increments. There's also this thing called a halftime, I've heard. That occurs during these football games.
It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, where you can like go and run and like pee pee and do other things.
Yeah, and every guy I've ever met thought 4 minutes was a really long time. So I don't really know where the disconnect is here.
So I will say all of that.
Yeah.
Right? All of that. Putting up all of the lights, and there were again 200 lights. She came over yesterday, and when she rearranged it and I think there were some very unchristian words that were being shouted out of her mouth as she was doing that. Because this is the one thing in the house that we had to do. When she was done with it, only one third of the tree was covered in lights. I didn't realize like I needed 600 to 800 lights for this little tree.
Yeah, it's not a little tree. It's a it's not a massive tree. It's like a regular sized tree. But yeah, 200 lights ain't gonna get you there, Podge.
And again, Stacy going up and over the top. We lived in a much bigger house before with big old ceilings, man. Big old ceilings. So she would bring in these Christmas trees that were like floor to ceiling. They were huge. So I look at this one. It looks like a little Charlie Brown tree to me compared to what she trained us on. So the bottom third of the tree is done. We have to work on the top two thirds today.
We or Amanda?
Amanda.
The Burt Show. This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.